Case of Mavarchan ala Peiris, al Peiris of Elon of Emer Bari creates, Fog, Min Ayayin, Shal Yayin, Emer Bari Piagefen. There's an assumption in the Mishnah that brachis should be brachis mefuratis. An assumption in the Mishnah that we take for granted. That brachis should be specific brachis. That does not necessarily come out from the sugi that we've learned so far. So far we learned that Chazal and Masakana did, according to Rabbi Shailim, that a person has to say a bracha to be makir tov, to take rishus, or to contribute to one's development of Yiras Shemayim, reaching the point of his own. But we haven't really discussed the Yisrael of the Mishnah, and that is that the Chazal also wanted to have brachas to be specifically related to the food. So Ketz of Mevorchen al HaPeiros has another assumption that Chazal Mesaken brachas mefuratis. Rashi says this, the Gemara's first example of a bracha mefuratis is the HaPeiros Elon, who Oimer Boire creates. We'll have to come back to that. And we're looking specifically at the halacha of the Mishnah Chutz v'Nayayin. Shalayayin o'eimer bari priyagofen, or priyagefen. So the assumption of the Mishnah is that Chazal initially, it was not a good way to put it, that Chazal established a bracha mefuretes for wine. And if they would not have done that, they would be saying bar for eighth and one. Rashi says, "Shemitech chashivu soy, kovu loy bracha la'atzme v'chein ha'pas." So there's another idea we have to figure out. What does chashivus have to do with being kaveh a specific bracha? Mitech chashivu soy. What does chashivus have to do with it? I have to give a dog. I have to be making rishus. The Gemara says Laman Eved Beis. Gemara says Mai Shno Yayin. Why was Yayin singled out? Ilema Mishum Dishtani Leiluya. Dishtani Lebracha. So the Gemara is an assumption that we have to understand that because it changed for the better, it improved in its state. Because wine is an improved state over grapes. Apparently, that wine is an improved state over grapes, but orange juice is not an improved state over oranges. Right? So the Gemara explains that we have to understand this, that wine is Leiluya. So perhaps, because wine is Leiluya, so Mishtani the Bracha. What's the Hezer HaDavar? What was Chazal understanding of here? That it, why should Ishtani the Bracha, why should Ishtani Leiluya require a different Netilas Rishus? What I'm getting at is there obviously is some element of the Mitzvah of Bracha that we have not yet articulated. Because based on what we've explained about bracha so far, right, we would not come to understand that a bracha is to be bracha mufaretas. Based on what we've understood so far, so I have a cup of wine in front of me, and I say, Rebbeinu Shalom, thanks for giving me the grapes from which I made this wine. No, what's so terrible? So there's another element in bracha that we have not yet understood, because the Gemara takes for granted that there is a value in bracha mufaretes, and the Gemara takes for granted that we can understand that idea of bracha mufaretes should change because it's ishtani leluye. So the Gemara says, "Are yishem in ishtani leluye, but ishtani lebracha." It's another suya to figure out. The suya is assuming that ishtani le'iluye is the reason for bracha mufaretes. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we have to figure out why Shemen Zayas does not enjoy the same focus of Chazal. It should also be Bracha. Borei. So the Gemara says, technical problem. In principle, you're right. Awesome. So Gemara had a havamina. This will become important for us in a moment. The word havamina is that Chazal just couldn't formulate such a bracha. Because when we say borei pri agafen, borei pri agafen, so what does the word gefen mean? Vine. So instead of saying borei pri, instead of saying thank you for the fruit that grew from the tree, we're saying thanks for the fruit that grew from the vine. That's the only thing. We're not saying thanks for the wine. Borei pri gefen. So the Gemara says, doesn't work for Zayas. What are you going to say? Borei pri Zayas. Right? So he says, that's a problem, because that bracha can be interpreted in one of two ways. Pi regufa Zayas Idre. That's really saying, thank you for the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the fruit of the olive. Apparently, it's the two ways of Zayas. Either means Eitz Zayas or means Pri Zayas. Zayas to either be the tree or the fruit. So Chazal did not want to formulate a bracha that would not necessarily communicate what they wanted to communicate. The Chayim Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemin Zayas with Baruch and Alav, Bar Breit, Amr Hasim Mishum Lay Efsh, Hechin Nevarach, Nevarach Barei Pri Hazayas. You know, how are we going to make the parallel bracha? How are we going to make it more mufurut? So, Le'ol Al Daitai, Chazal never said that we should say Barei Yayin, or Barei Shemen. That can't be, because the emphasis is that if Kadosh Baruch Hu was not Barei the Yayin, we're the ones who made the Yayin. We made the Shemen. So that can't be. All it could be is that we go back to what Kadosh Baruch Hu presented us with and make it more mufurit, that when we refer to the wine, we will specifically refer to grapes as opposed to all sorts of fruit. So the Gemara says that you can't do for Zayas. Nivarech Barei Pri Zayas, Pirei Gufa Zayas Ikre. So the bracha does not become, as you look at the Rashi, Zayas Ikre. V'havale Barei Pri Apri, Shapri Kori Zayas, Ve'enzu Brias Shemayim, Ki B'nei Odom Ki Briasu. Havel Gavi Gefen, Gefen Eitz, V'davim Pri Gefen. So to say Barei Pri Zayas, it could mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the fruit of the olive tree. But it also means Kadosh Baruch Hu created the oil. Not correct. We made the oil. So you see already an interesting idea that Chazal would not be misakin a bracha that would not communicate unilaterally one havana. Right? Why did Chazal say no? We'll make a bracha and we'll teach that with the pshat. Right? We'll make a bracha and we'll put an asterisk and tell you this we have to have in mind. So difficult. So in the grade school we've learned that tomorrow we discuss around who's ever going to be drinking oil. But in the bracha will be in the Shivitana, they'll say they'll put an asterisk there. No?
We have an animal to love from the arts.
Wrong. It's a good, very, very good kasha. We're going to learn later on in the sugya in the parak that a moitzi lechman aretz refers to when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was moitzi lechman aretz b'shas gan Eden. The pshat and a moitzi lechman aretz mean that b'shas gan Eden, that Kadosh Baruch Hu actually had loaves growing. Right? It's going to be a Tishus later on in Ferris. One of the other. So, and Chanavi, if I care, that proves the, what we said. Nope. Right. So Gemara says, Elo Mar Zutre. So Gemara says, Mevarech Alei Bari Pri Eitz Zayus. Teretz is not a good teretz. We were deicha the teretz. There is a way of formulating a bracha which is can be understood without any further elucidation. Bari Eitz Zayus. Finish. So Hadra Kush Leduchta. Elo Mar Zutre. Cham Zayin Mishkalei Zayin. Right? Now, what's Ella Mar Zutra? What is Ella Mar Zutra? I didn't hear Pshat in Mar Zutra. No? Okay, so you and Pshat, on what basis do you say that?
Because we care about their reputation. Saying, what are you
going to
say?
You're great for the insides. Oh, no, what's Mar Zutra answering? Mara asked, the, going back to the first kasha. First kasha is that if Ishtana Iluya is the reason for new bracha, so how do you distinguish between Shem and Rechazal were not Misakin new bracha? Ishtana Iluya and wine were Misakin new bracha. So what did Mazutra say?
So you're saying that not only does it have to be Ishtana Iluya, it also has to have some other qualification. Mm-hmm. Or saying, no, let's be Makir Ishtana Iluya.
Good. Okay. Perfect. At this point, the two ways to shot in Elohim Marzutra. Elohim Marzutra could mean that Marzutra was doiche the initial Gemara, and Marzutra said Ishtana Leiluya is not the determining factor over here. The determining factor is another property, the property of Zion. In the end, the Gemara will say it's the property of Soed Uvesameach, but not Ishtana Leiluya. Right? Elam Razutra. He's doicha the previous. Right? That's how we usually learn an Elam. If you look at Rashi, it is tempting to say that pshat. I would disagree with it. Why? Rashi says in Elam Razutra, Chamra Zayin, Lehachi Choshim, Lekvoye Lebroch Leatzmoy. That's the Chashivus. Right? The other way to learn pshat is that the Gemara is saying, what is Nishtani Le'iluya? What does it mean that there's an improvement over here? Until now, the Gemara assumed, all right, both are Nishtani Le'iluya. Everybody would rather have oil than olive. Or more people would rather have oil than olive. More people would rather have wine than grapes. It's an emma, that's how you understand. Right? You're going to somebody's house for Shabbos. You have a choice of bringing a box of grapes or a bottle of wine. Huh? So you see how the game is that? Right? The person has a choice of olives or olive oil. So the Gemara says, but now, Elo Omer Mar Zutra is not a dichuya. Right? This is an alternative approach, which is not the first approach we would take, because of the Elo sounds like a dichuya. But what Devin is saying is correct. Another way William Shad is, Elo Omer Mar Zutra. What do we mean by Ishtani Leluya? Let's be magdirit. Chamra Zayin, Mishkalei Zayin. It's the Ishtani Leiluya of being something which is more nourishing. Mishkalei Zayin, Vatanan, Hanoyder Min Amozoin, Mutter Mamavelach. But everything else is Zayin. Mamavelachudle Ikrim Mozoin, Kol Mili Ikrim Mozoin. Neima, to have it tuned to the Rav Shmuel, the Amma, the Amre, Ein Mevorchen Borei Minei Mezoines Ela Machamisha Minei Bilvod. So let's accept what the Gemara says, that everything except for water and salt is mazen. So the Gemara understands that oil is mazen. Gemara says, if that's the case, you have a bigger problem. And that is a mevorachin borei mine mezoinais ele v'chamisha mine bilvod. There is, we'll discuss this much later on, there is a chokmas odom, a chay odom, which is paskins, that taka borei mine mezoinais would work for almost every food, because this is the line of the Gemara. V'omer avuna, Be'oimer kol azon olai. The Gemara says, when it comes to the door, because of the tiyus of the Rav Shmuel, we have to say that anoyder min amozoin means kol azon. If a person made a nether of things which are normally used to satisfy their hunger, that's what's osir. So wine would still be. Olma mishcha zayin. For those purposes, oil would satisfy the lashon of kol azon. The only things that do not take away a person's hunger is maimu melech. Everything else is azon. El chamra, so now we have to come to another distinguishing factor between wine and oil. Chamra soed, u'mishcha lei soed. Apparently, there's a difference between nourishing or taking away with hunger and satisfying. Wine can give a sense of satisfaction. The chamer misoyin, lo rova habishosi chamer kol mali yemet bischa, ki hechin in the gemara in the libe, v'nechol matza tzvei tu v'nechol matza. So you see that it's not satisfying. Tzvei tu ve'gorer for the soyin. It's a strange thing. A little bit of wine is satisfying, and a lot of wine makes a person hungry. Umi soyin kolal. V'oksev yai nisamach levav enoish lechem levav enoish yisod. So punk for care that it's Mishlei. Tillim. Yai yisamach levav enoish v'lech levenish yisod. N'homu desod chamer leisod. L'chamer is beitarte soed u'mesameach. Nama misad soed semuchi lo'mesameach. The balance of the sugya we're not going to go into now. We have to know a little bit more about Birkas Hamazon and Alamichya. But we have to come back to these three lines, because these are also established certain ideas that are important to understanding the halacha of Birkas Hamazon. The Gemara says, if it's so'in, only Rav Nachman Yitzchak the Rabbi Kova in Uye. Did I skip a line? So the Gemara says that if it's soed, we should say Birkas Hamazon. The Gemara says that apparently is the mechayev of Birkas Hamazon. The Gemara says loikovei inches to the sayulei. No, the mechayev of Birkas Hamazon has to be that it's soed, and people normally are making it. Make a kviya suda, make it an important part of one suda. We have to come back to all this. Omle Reb Nachum Yitzchak L'Ravi Kovalei Seduse Mai. Another halach, he says, if an individual would be kveya suda, Omle L'Chshev L'Yo, V'Yomer, Yehavi Kivusa, Hash to Mila Bola Deitza Kolodim. So when the Yo comes and he'll tell us whether it's kviya suda, then he'll say Berkas Hamazon. So every line of here has a yisoy. Number one, what's the mechayev Berkas Hamazon? Number two, is it soed? Number three, if the suffix Birkas Hamazon, Hashem Liyo, so it sounds like a suffix derisive, but we apply the rule of Bodo Dai Tzakol Niyot. However, that's not for now. We can't jump into this unknowing the yisoyis of Birkas Hamazon. So we have to come back to the sugi. Okay? But now let's focus on our sugi. Our sugi is the bracha of Yigafa. Right? The conclusion of our Gemara, according to David, is one of two things. Number one is that the Mishnah Gemara established that Chazal were keveya brachis mifurotis. Number two, that Chazal established a bracha yosef mifurotis when it comes to bari pegafim. Why did they establish a bracha yosef mifurotis? So two ways of finishing the Gemara. One way is to say that because it's so it's u'misaneya. The other way is to say that it's Ishtani Leluye. How do we measure Ishtani Leluye? Because it was Sod Umisameh. Alright? Doesn't make a difference. We'll see you in a moment. Go ahead.
Yes. Is Sameh really an integral part, or are we just using that to answer up the Kasha from the Pasuk?
Okay, let's see. Look at the Rashi's. Now, Dovah is correct that at first glance, our Rashi would seem to say that Ishtani Liluye has lost its significance in the sugya. Chan Rezayin Lachi Choshu L'Kvar Li Baruchal Yatsi. So, Choshu Tzvei Mimoza, this is not a sugya, it's not a problem. The Hoch of Oksiv, Yain Yistamach Lav Nosh, Seifu Likro Lechem Lav Nosh Yisroi, Mashma Vol Yain In El Mesameach. But Mishani Lav Kirikamah, the Lechem Yisroi Lo Yisroi, Lo Yismach Vol Yain Soyeh U Mesameach. Good. Anybody bring a raya against David? Go ahead.
I mean, the Gemara says Ilayim Mishum Bishan Leish on the Bracha. Then you say the Yerushalmi. So Ella, no, Ella Jazayim. If you say the reason is Shana Luya, then this is the problem. So Ella what? Ella was a turning back to Zayim. Just the fact that it's not, so I think Zayim should get a Bracha, a special Bracha of Rezis. Instead of saying,
so what? So that's a right though.
I dropped which one are we saying? We're saying that it's a
never explained. So the Pasha of the Rashi, Kam Razayin, the Hachi Choshev, the Kvoya Le Bracha Le Yatsma.
Yeah.
So you can say, we dropped the Shtani Leluya.
See. Like say, Marv is over Bracha.
What was that?
Marv is over Bracha. You see? Consider it's a turning factor of Zion, then Marv. Are they Zion and they're Zion?
Oh, it's yeah. Sod, it has to be Sod. Sod was a Sod, and maybe Sod was a Meh.
Oh, so we're trying to figure out.
And maybe there would have been a cash against the Rezutra, but we didn't get that far. Could be that the Gemara would ask him tomorrow, but
so
what
was
the Gemara asked from a blue way, or Rezutra, from a much in a better way. Bloom apart totally because of the Mishnah Allah, because of the Mishnah Dharma.
What's the difference
between the Mishnah Allah and Hashivos? Maybe there isn't a difference. We'll see in a moment.
If there's no difference, then that's just
it. Yeah. So I have to bring a Raya. So can anybody bring a Raya? Which way? So he's saying good. Good?
Maybe because the Gemara has to say Mashal Lo Zayin, has to point it out. It shows that it's because it wants to say that since the yain is different than shemen when it comes to zayin, stafka, that's why chamra would need the bracha and shemen wouldn't.
But it can still go either way. Still go either way. Right?
You guys argue that the
Gemara
concludes that the reason why
Yain
gets the bracha is because it's zayin.
You
say that that's the only factor, right? Then, you might
argue
that
the other things are aside, which
that
is, right? We should also get something about that. American thinking, Western thinking. Why they were talking about Yain? That's the. I love what Mike says, look at it. Right? Listen, you know, as much as you want, and we should have been bigger than. Right? Tomorrow, same thing. Right? Bad?
Nunavan base.
Look at Nunavan base. Tana Rabbanam. Tana Rabbanon Yayin Ad Shaloi Nosan Leseichai Mayim. Look at the Mishnah and Nun Amin Aleph for a second. The bottom line of the Mishnah. Ein Bevorkin Ala Yayin Ad Sheet Leseichai Mayim Divi Rabbi Eliezer Nechachal Ben Mayim Ben Bevorkin Broch Ala Kois Birkas Amozim. Don't make a bracha al kois, the kohen really is there, unless you've diluted the wine. And Chachamim say, even without diluting, tana rabbanon on the base, yayin ad shulei nosan l'seichei mayim, ein bevorchen alov boirek v'yagefen, ela boirek v'yoeitz, v'noitlin mimenu liyadayim, and you can use it for nitilis yadayim and bread.
The Gemara explains in many places that the wine, you look at the Rashi minimum and base, the Fishahoya Yenim Chazak Ma'oin, their wine was very strong. Ein Roy Lishtiya, Beloy Maim, it was not drinkable unless one diluted it. Says Rashi, these are the key words that Josh is pointing out. Hilchot Akati Lo Yishtani Lima Al Yusa. There are Achroidim who learn Pshat in our sugya, even according to Rashi, the way David said it. L'chayra is a clinching raya. Did Rashi know? What do you say?
How can you say that Shemin and wine are Shemin and Yusa, but the qualifications that make it for every Agavim of the side, it has to be chocolate. If we grew up in Shemin and Yusa, those don't even get off the ground unless you have Shemin
and Yusa. No, but that's the same thing as it qualifies Shemin and Yusa. That's the same thing with her.
No, the Shemin is the Shemin and Yusa, and wine is the Shemin and Yusa. The wine can't be sighted unless it's first the Shemin and Yusa. But you don't get a bracha of the Atma if it's just the Shemin and Yusa.
I think that's very. To say that there are two or three different variables. And Ishtan Yus is different than Zon. I don't see an Ikhrech to say it. I think the burden of proof would be on you. I think the pashtus is that we are qualifying what is Ishtan Lelusa. Why? Why would I say that? Because what is Ishtan Lelusa if it's not Zonu Misameach? You have to find some other parameter.
Also, I think to say that is very because the Chachamim still
say
you
say for Yagafim,
so
Torah
still
decided,
even if it's not
Ishtan Yusuf. That's correct, but that would not impact on the Pshat of Asugi. You could argue that Reliyaz and Chachamim are maintaining two days in Asugi. You could argue that, but I think you need Achrech. To make it more complicated, you have to have some Achrech. Right? You could argue that this is an ongoing Machlokes. Eliezer maintains the sheet of the Kuya of our subject. He is the sheet of the Kuya of our subject. I don't know if I can prove that. But I don't know if it's correct. You have to say that what you said is so wrong, right? In other words, Chashivas couldn't be Mal Yusa. So you have to be so convinced that that's so implausible to say that we have taken two shitas, that our diyukin lamed hayman base is just, if you say the diyukin lamed base is just absolutely clear, and you can't argue with it. Echanan, you have to say this. I don't think it's correct. I think that when you see this Rashi, you're going to say, look, Chashivas and Malyusas have been the same thing. Achar, I think you have to say. Let's just explain this mission this more carefully to put the two sugis together. This Gemara is saying this Tanur Rabban and Yain actually doesn't. And by the way, what David is saying is correct. That L'chayre, this Rashi is not Muchrach on Nun Beis. It's a Muchrach Pshat Rashi. But Rashi didn't have to say this. We could have easily learned this Gemara and introduced Zon Misoyer. Sorry, Soed Misomach or just Soed. We didn't need Ishtan Lusa. So it's not. So when we find Rishonim who will learn David on the Pshat, it's not going to be a kasha. But let's just respond to what David is saying about the machlokes over here. So let's learn the machlokes. Yayin chazak, yayin bismana gemara was when it was not diluted, it was not drinkable. Right? It wasn't. I think it was not a real government mizbeach. So Rebelezer is saying, if it's not drinkable, it's not wine. Rebelezer And therefore, it's interesting, the Lashon. Lo yizaz mi-birchosi rishayna. So therefore, it has not budged from its initial bracha of Bori Kriyat. It's the evil that Rashi's saying there was a two-tiered approach that Ki'ilu, I'm not sure if it's Mukhrach to say this. U'birchosi Bori Kriyat. Midnightman me mentally a dime to shake my love. To make Paris Baalma Mikure. It's not called wine. It's called juice. It's called make papers. It's called some product of the fruit. But it's called Mayim. Tosha takes issue with it. Tosha says, if another Pirish Rashi, Kile Nosan the Seche Maimle, Havi Elokin made papers. Ubi can mash when they made papers, Kishel Tusidayim. According to Rashi, it's considered mamish mayim, and it's kosher for the tilas yadayim. The chachamim ma'irim bein kach u'bein kach mivorach and olam boirim v'yagofen. Ve'inoydin mimenu liyadayim. Kiman Ozla had Omar Shmuel Oisarim called Tzrocha Bipas. Kiman Gerbil Yezer is a totally different din. Mitzvah, we'll get to it. Is there an Easter in being Mevaza Oichlin? He said, what do you mean you're going to wash your hands with food? It's Bizi Oichlin, a separate din. So Shmuel held that Oisarim called Tzrocha Bipas. Either he held there's no Easter Bizi Oichlin, or he held that Tzorchei Odom is not Bizei Oichlin. Achila, another Tzorch, is not Bizei. Pashas is the latter. Kirv Eliezer. Om Rav Yezir B'chanina, Moidim Chacham Eliezer, Bekois Shel Brocha, Shein Mevorach in Allah, Vashiyitim V'seichem Mayim. Vaitayla, Om Rav Shaya V'inan Mitzvah, Minan Mubchor. Rabbi Yechon Nina says, when it comes to Kaisel Bracha, Chachamar Maskim, Terbali Ezer, different reason. The Rabbonin Lamai Chazi, why is a person making a Bracha on undiluted wine? In other words, the facts are the facts. It's not a machlekes whether it's drinkable or not. Everybody's Maskim is not drinkable. So why is a person making a Bracha? I'm Rabbi Zeira Chazi Likaraita. It was some recipe where apparently wine was still the dominant part. Rashi's lashon is l'may chazi l'shtia d'mivorach and alav barei abirchas yayin. Tosis is l'may chazi pirush u'l'may ishtani l'iluya. Look over another raya to our pshat in the Gemara. Umishani likuraita. The deal could rush the Michael in the Shria. That apparently Rashi holds that if the wine would be some kind of recipe which would not you would not drink, then you would not make a burp yigofen on it. Right, that's what Rashi said, my chazal is shtiyah, it would be chinesh. Alright, we'll come back to that. Rav Shechter has a mahalach. That this Rashi title. Let's right now stick with the sugya. What do we have in the sugya now? Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanon, whether yayin that is not being diluted, yayin chozak, is according to Rabbi Eliezer, it does not have shame yayin on it. And Rabbi Eliezer therefore says, doesn't have shame yayin, and layishtani lemal yusim. It's interesting, according to Rashi, Rashi did not simply say, you're not saying Berpia Geffen because it's not called Yayin. Right. Rashi should have said that with her. It's lav shem yayin. It's made papers. So why didn't Rashi say that it's not called yayin? Elamai, apparently you have to say that Bori Priya Geffen was nisgan on lav davka on yayin, but on the yoytzei min ha'anavim that was ishtani liluya. Tomorrow Rosh Hashem will discuss the sugya of the bracha on grape juice. The little ochla masa. Emsing ha'orah from Shlomo Zalman, which I'll have my recovery for in the morning. So the this Rashi seems to indicate you don't have to have Shem Yayim. Hayyotzim and Hapri, which is the Shtani Leluya, would get a new bracha. So again, the Machlokes of Lezer Rabbanon is that according to Rabbanon, there is some way in which one can be nenet from this wine, and even though it's not drinkable in the raw, one can drink it somehow, and therefore it already gains both the Shem Yayin and the Shishtayin Lulu. So apparently that's the Mahlei Shulotei and the Liyaz and Rabbanon L'chora. I'm open to other suggestions, but L'chora is, do we evaluate the status of the wine based on Roiv people or based on possibility? But apparently the facts everybody accepts, it's not drinkable, and Chacham Ramoide, that we would not use it for Koishul Bracha, not because it's not wine. They don't say that. They say it's not Minamufa. So they hold it's already a Shem Yayin, and therefore you cannot use it for and only a Shem Yayin, but it's already Ishtari Leluya apparently. Can argue with that. Can argue that they hold that the bracha and wine was nidkan aliyayin and there is a shem yayin, so you don't have to go that way. All right. That's the chari of the machlokes. When we measure the status of wine, so we measure. Do we have to wait until roiv people who drink it as wine in order to give it its enhanced status? But now coming back to our sugya. Our sugya is, on what basis was wine set aside? So l'chayre Rashi would say the pshat is ishtani le'iluya, right? What do we mean ishtani le'iluya? So we say yayin is soy, and there's no other yisur in the pri which is soy. Yayin it can become. I'm jumping ahead because I can't prove this. Yayin can become a significant part of a meal. Yayin can be a satisfying part of the meal. The haraya, that the Gemara contains the possibility of saying a birkas on bozin and yayin. And only if it would drink a little bit of wine. More, too much wine, then it's not satisfying. Then it's gross. Fine. L'chora, that's our sugya. L'chora, if you have the Tosfos in the Yehuda or the Meiri, so they learn David's other pshat. For the Meiri, I can't say it clearly. No, I can't say for sure. But who's the Tosfos of Yehuda here? Can we have it here? It was mine at home as well.
Who was it?
Mitei Chashivusoi. The truth is, not prove it because it could be that Chashivus, like you said, because the Meiri writes in the Mishnah, the Afal Pisha and Oisin came to Shem and Shar Moshkim, Mikol Mokim and Hoya Oichel, Vashkolus and Rechav Ebreski. So the fact is, Afal P might indicate that. That it's davka because it's, that it's ishtani leiluya would be a reason. Let me have a toast from Rehud over here. Am I brought it? Okay, so please, I don't think I have it out there. So I think it's a mashma potential that he learned the other pshat, that Ishtan Liu was rejected altogether. Okay? Let's look at the rush. I didn't put this in the Marmal Kom, so I apologize. But I only came across this after the Marmal Kom. Look at the rush, Simon Gimel. Then we'll go back to the Tosis Yedbeis, and then we'll make a sequel. How do we put together the shiurim of last week and this morning's shiur? In other words, what I'm asking is there is an assumption that we're supposed to understand that it makes sense that something which is more choshev, that Ishtayin Deiluye, should get a bracha mefuretes. So the question is, what are we missing in those brachas? How do you, what do we see that Chazal understood from the fact that they said Ishtayin Deiluye should get his own bracha? I say, Bore creates. No, so I have rishus to use these grapes. A makir tov for the grapes. What's the problem? Go ahead.
Maybe
that
idea is somewhat like a more specific.
So,
by Shemin,
so you're saying something which is not the Gemara. You're saying that when something is further produced, so I have to go out of my way to say, no, this is really Boy Priya Gefer. In fact, there were a Makor for that. It's not a bad idea. It's a nice idea. Go ahead.
Do we understand why you have to do the Boy Priya?
Lachor said no. Not yet.
Because once you understand that, it makes sense. Because now it's not really the United States. You can understand why you have to in general.
No. So what would you say? How would you justify being mefarad in general?
I don't know. I'm saying once
you understand. So figure that. So what do we accomplish by being mefarad? That makes sense under the general approach of giving Haidoyer and Matilas Rishus of Yiris, being Marba Yiris Hashem. One big bracha. Shakol David Bar finished. Nope, what did he say?
You're also arguing that, let's go for an angle that it's, let's say, Abadas, or it's Abadas, or it's Shangil, someone that's in the place, that's in its own needs, it's better than anything else.
So how we can argue when gives Haidah something, if something is more choshev, is Ishtani Leiluye, right? And I give the same Haidah on that as I would give if it's not Ishtani Leiluye. So then maybe my Haidah is lacking. Because Baruch Hu gave me a grape, and this grape can produce something much more than a grape. It's Ishtani Leiluye. So if I'm just If I have the same Birkas Seidah on the wine as well as the apple, it's an apple to most of the apple juice. So maybe I'm not expressing the full Hakaras HaTov. So this doesn't address Yami's issue, because why should a Bari create and Bari Yadav? It's Hakaras HaTov, so then we haven't explained the basic then. So Mali Ha'etz HaDama? No. So we have to come back to that. But Lachor, you should be able to come to this conclusion at this point. If it's an Indian in Birchas Haidah, so I can say it, Shtani Liluiyai. Right? So then, if I thank, if a person gives the kid a bike, and he thanks him, I don't know, for the handlebars, and all the metal that went into it, it's a strange Haidah. Right? So thank for the bike. Right? And this is what can come out of this. So it's a better Haidah. Haidah is more of a bread. This is a better Haidah. So that we understand. It's consistent. That Rashi, who was the one that says Haidah, would say Ishtani Lui is the key of it. We have to be Magdir it better to understand it. No? Who was it according to Rama? The Ritvan to Tzitzur Shus, go ahead.
You know, so I'm going to maximize your Shema.
Correct. So I said the same thing. Right? If I'm able to see that I can get wine out of this, so that can enhance one's Yerusha Kudri. And there's Bukhar when it came to that. And then, L'Chaira, it shouldn't matter whether it's a Shani Leluye, whether it's Zodim Sameach. Just see the Nefloi Sabore. Apple. To get an apple to ferment is a lot longer than the wine. And once it's fermented, no, so you have apple cider, no, so it's the same thing as wine. But if not, you argue that. What about the tools for sure? You just have the tools for sure.
Taking more now.
Is that correct? Are you taking more from the Rebbeinu Shlomo because you made it to wine? Is there a chiluk between the tilsu shus and the grapes or the wine itself? No.
How one of the other grapes which have potential to become something better?
Right. So,
if you take the grape, then you ask for shus from the grape. If you're actually using the potential to make the greater thing that you can make out of it, you have to ask permission for that.
Is that true? And is that I was thinking about it. Do I need more shus if I use it in a certain way? Could be. At least the idea, my, let's think of it this morning. At least the idea, I would say it's not so. If what I'm saying is correct, then it means that the Ritva's approach of Tilus Rishos is not really the end of the story. It's the Tilus Rishos, but Chazal said, you are Neitel Rishos either by giving Hagdoya or by doing the mitzvah of the Yerushimayim from it. That's what I'm trying to get at. So if you insist on what you're saying, say, don't accept this last time. And then he is 90, and it makes sense to say that you see from this Gemara now, you see from this Gemara that the three Malchim are going to be really two Malchim. It's going to be consistent. I think that what I'm saying is correct, because the Ritzvah is Akdama. If you read the Akdama to Hilchos Brachos, so there the Ritzvah goes in an entirely different approach to Hilchos Rishos. Much more like the Rambam's approach. So it sounds to me as if the Ritva holds the basic din of brachas lus rishus, but then Chazal gave us a specific way in which you make the rishus. Go ahead.
Does the Ritva say that we make ha'etz on wine?
We'll discuss it. That's going to be the next thing we're getting. It could and it may not. We'll see in a moment. Right? In other words, what Dovid is saying is that we could focus on everything we learned this morning, which is our focus could be in one side. Right? Didn't we make Chesed? We're yelling this low. No, we're yelling this low. Person has a cup of wine in front of him. And he makes the bracha, Baruch HaTosh, and the Baruch HaLom, but if you ate, they're very nervous. It's the end of the chuppah. Right? And he says, no, I don't need the car. I don't need the car. He got very nervous. It's Stadus Chasen. And he says, Baruch HaTosh, if you ate, what do we do? The big hook, take him off. Alright? he blew it. Bring somebody else to make a perfect goffin. Tell him, make a perfect goffin. What do we say? No, that's the brachos HaYerushayna. Right? That's what Rashi says. That's the brachos HaYerushayna. No, so leave the guy alone. He made a mistake. He didn't say the brach Amul Faretas. Right? Person makes a borei priyadama. He's holding an apple. It says borei priyadama. What's the din? Yotzer. Right? Why? Because we say, no, one is more Mufuretas. So he said the bigger, he said the bracha klolos. Alright, that's Chazar Misak. Now, a person says a borei pri ha'eis on wine. Right? So if we're saying it's a bracha yosem mefuretes, because there's an enhanced tidah, there's a greater way of beginning Yerushalayim. Nope. So then, and then, we should say that it was Yaitse. Right? Or are we saying that Chazal were misaken a different bracha? Zazit brachasim mishayna means, doesn't mean that Chazal gave it a bracha and then gave another bracha. No! Chazal was sitting around and at first we came by great race. And they looked at that. And then they said, now we came by very big up. But they didn't take away the recreation. Or they said, no, they just said, look, they knew what they were doing. They had it, they learned it already. And when they came to them, because they brought, because they said, I'll let Yayin, but there's no point for eighth and wine. There's a point for Goffin. So is the Yizazli Brachosi Rishoina a din? That wine really has a Brachosi Rishoina. But there's a, but then Chazal said, there's a better Brachosi. Or, if you make a borei pri eitz and wine, you're a mishandim, you're a medbeish, you're a tovah chachomim, and it's garnished, nothing. Right? So David said maybe you should be totally in this issue. If it's a din of ishtani liluye, so you can argue, you can make a svara, that means it has a basic bracha, and then, when this item improves, so Chazal gave it another bracha. But the other, the gar from apple juice, from oranges. But yeah, we're assuming right now that you make a birthday in apples and oranges. Right. So more later on, I'll make a chilek between the mushrooms is inside of it or not. When is it? Was it? What's May Perry and what's apple juice? What's when is the fruit? When is the beverage maintain the bracha of the fruit when it is losing? Right now, the more the stupid that a beverage is very creates. It doesn't matter. And then wine is different. So let's come back to that. Right. But if you say that they dismiss your study of the Luye, that Zon Besoid, so you could argue it's a Talmud Bracha. This thing is Zon Besoid, that's what I'm going to eat. And then he said, oh, Zon Besoid. I don't know the smoking. I don't know. I think the second part is, sounds very good. To say, if you hold, like the alleged Tesis read, that Zon Besoid is independent, that we were dismissed to Shani Luluya. And then you say, I wonder if you look at the Tesis read again, I'm not sure. I think for care. I think Tesis Re maintains standing at the end as the Ritual does. I'm not sure if there is a Rishon. The Echwanim and Daik in this Rashi, I think incorrectly. I'm going to see it again. So I'm not sure if there exists the Rishon. That idea. And I'm not sure if it's Mukhrach to say that standing means the two step Rach. But look at the Tosfos Beis Ben Aleph. More over there is this is a Tosfos we'll come back to several times, because this is the Tosfos discusses Sofek Brachos L'Achmir. This is the Tosfos about the person who's holding wine, who's holding beer, and thinks it's wine. Right, and then makes a mistake in the bracha at the end. In the middle, Tosfos says, "How umiyu ha'yomer Rabbeinu Chananel." Rechananel says this is a foil, right? This is not really the, it's a thing. You should know that this is not exactly like the following case is partial. What's the following case is partial? That a person has wine in his hand, and he says "Bari Bi'ei." You should know. Play it in Hebrew. You can still correct it. What's the mashmos though? If it's Play it in Hebrew, then correct it. What's the mashmos? No, not Yaitse. So the mashmos of this Taisvus is that "Bari Bi'Gefen" is the bracha. Comes with Bikiba Eger. Taisvus with Bikiba Eger. Mashma mized in birech alayayin bar break the layotza v'chein kotsu v'agin avrom the marma kermes simen reish ches yukot chabes shubas v'yalevi v'tomu ali the hayayin shein kri olam d'am avorchen bar p'ya gofen v'chein shabim varach bar p'ya eitz and the hayil of Ara Yosef shumay gefen can they go to me birach she'ako the time of the Yosef Acha is a matzasi v'ez v'shem v'shuv az gina z'vidim v'chel d'rachayim z'vidim v'shem tel iko de yotza v'machloikas rishon achma a pella but you make it take time in the ketosis no, it's not happening it takes time in the chanata no, what's the argument? What's the Rikiv's argument? What's the argument? No,
there's something else.
Hold on, it's late. Go ahead.
You're saying the truth. You're saying good. Like, nothing to do with Adal or even Jewish mind. You're saying what the truth is. This is a
no. It's a very specific argument. Based on that, so you go ahead. That's the second part. What's part one of the argument? No.
It's the high level of Bar Yosef.
Even before that.
Yeah, he's pretty.
And correct.
So it comes from AIDS.
Bari Priya Gafen means because Baruch created the fruit of the vine, right? No, does it make a big difference when you say Baruch created the fruit of the vine or the fruit of the tree? That's the lesson. Tamuli the Yayin Shein Pri Olam. Exactly what Eli said. Yayin is called the pri. It's not that the Chazal said Boire Yayin, so you're saying a brach on the wrong item. Yayin is called grapes, called the pre-aids. So it's such a big difference whether you say pre-agaf and pre-aids. No, you're right, you should be mevarer more. And then he says that you see that being mevarer more is never a problem with the other. Two-step argument, Kivayger. Step number one is, wine is pre. Chazal called it a pre. So Mali pre, right? All right, it should be more. But it's not a new bracha. So, and then he says, and I'll give you a raya that being mevarer more is not bad with the other. So it takes on Rav Chananel. What Rav Chananel said, Rav Chananel, what Rav Chananel argue against Rav Kiva? He'd say everything he's saying is correct. But, what would he say? What's the but? No?
It's not the point where we go. It's not the barriers.
Elamai?
It's
a certain
kind of
the Hazabi. Kol HaNishan Mim Chachamim. He made the wrong bracha. Good translation. Now Chazal said you should do. Right? They argue Chazal were misakin a parallel bracha. They just weren't misakin. Not that it's brachos erishayim. Right? That's one way you could say it. The other way you could say it is to look at the rush. All right, look at this for tomorrow. At the end of Siman Gimel, in the rush, it begins. The Rav Elazar mitz hiksha. We ask the following question. When you see the Shabbat Mitzvah, understand the Giyur Kavlasher of the Kineya. I don't want to keep any longer there. But you look at the end of Siman Gimel. The Lozab Mitzvah says, Vorei Pri HaGefen. That means, thank you, because Baruch Hu for giving me grapes. But you have wine in front of you. Why are you thanking for the grapes? Holy Mikra Pri. Then he discusses it. Bikurim. And Orla. So when you see what they were aiming, you understand exactly what Rebbe Akiva says. Alright? Machlaik, this Vagan Avram is Machlaik's Vagan Avram and Taz. But the Chorot's a Pella. Rebbe Akiva takes on the place of Rechana. Finished. He takes him on and says, Baruch Hashem, it's Machab and the Ginnis Avram. Okay? So please now. So, but we didn't finish up the other David Shaila, right? So that issue, I didn't put this in my makomos. So I'll have more makomos when I finish tomorrow morning. But focus on Tzviki Vager. Focus on the rush, right? Simon Reish Ches. Is that the makomos? Yeah. Okay. So now go back to the tour, though. I'm looking for the tour inside. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch and tour. And look at this machlokes inside the tour. Tour in the Beis Yosef. Machlokes from Shainu. And it's machlokes agave al gefen pre gefen as well. But the tour is issue, the tour I want you to look at is a little bit different. The person has grapes and wine. And he made a bur pre gefen. Does he have to make a bur pre yates? Right? So you just look at the Mishnah, alright? And then and follow through the Mishnah Berurah. You see anything else, you see how if you don't know the sugya, then the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make any sense. How can the Mishnah Berurah do? And you can translate it, they don't even know what he's saying. Okay, good. What's the name of the Mishnah now? That's too early. Okay. Good. Yeah.